Blog Talk Radio.
Come on! Yeah! If you want it all back, jump to your feet right now! Ow! For the kingdom's up for violence, but the violence, take it! Take it! By force!
this.
Somebody told me that you would wash all my sins.
Hallelujah.
And cleanse me from all the scars that are so deep within. So I'm calling to you. If you can hear me, I don't know how.
He's never too busy. Oh, hallelujah. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Welcome, everybody. This is Paul Sampson, your humble host, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Joining me tonight, as with most nights, is my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Mr. Meadows, how do you tonight, sir?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, Paul. I'm doing great. After all this praise and worship, man, how can you not be doing great? You know,
that's right, man. Look. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Powerful songs, knowing that God can hold you now, and then you tell the storm. You tell the storm.
Right.
Man, come on.
And, you know, when you think about it, the way he told that storm, peace, be still. And it just smoothed out. We had that same power. We just don't utilize it. We don't trust ourselves or believe enough that we have that power to do those very same things. You know? But our time is coming real quick where we better recognize what power we do have and what authority we have in the name of Jesus, because otherwise, because this is getting, these are some crazy times. I'm almost speechless. And, you know, it takes a lot for me to get speechless. But I'm almost speechless with the way things are right now. But it was all told. So it's not like it's a surprise.
Right.
We knew
absolutely.
We didn't know
absolutely.
The timing of it. But we knew it was coming. And now if Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, Jose Feliciano, Helen Keller can see that we're in the midst of it. So I don't know what other folks want to do about it or how they want to respond to it, but I know as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. But,
Amen.
Oh, by the way, folks, this is an offering to you guys from Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. And there's another sponsor that we have. Is there not, Van?
Raw links. Why be average when you can be raw? Get you some raw links. I got mine. You got yours?
You know this, man. I have several. I might have some of somebody else's. I'm getting ready to get some more.
I know that's right. I'm waiting on my finished custom piece I requested. Hint, hint. I ain't going to say no names. But hey, baby. I know he out there listening.
Oh, you getting some special and custom. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting ready to make me a trip to Philly.
I mean, you got to know the CEO of Raw Links like you know the father. You got to be there.
Okay.
You got to call him. You got to reach out to him. You got to connect with him. You got to say, hey. And it's famous.
I'm not going
language, Shanana Bosa.
I'm going to knock on his door. I know where he live. I got the address.
Here he go, usurping his authority, ladies and gentlemen. You see how the ministers do.
What you talking about? Is not a pastor supposed to know where his flock is?
Amen, Pastor Paul. Amen, Pastor Paul. I ain't got nothing else.
Oh, it's good to hear you, though, man. But
good
let me
you
tell
too,
y'all,
brother.
Folks, there's a phone number that y'all need to have on speed dial. And that number is 319-527-6300. And the reason I say put it on speed dial is because any night that you're just sitting around twiddling your thumbs or you're bored, or any night that you're going through something, or any night that you might be alone and you just need to reach out, dial that number. Anytime after 9 p.m., there is something going on within the Epiphany world that will meet your needs. I guarantee every night of the week.
Did he just say he guarantee? Man, stop stealing them people's
guarantee.
Lives. I know, I know you just borrowed it. You ain't killed. You just borrowed it.
Yeah, from way back from it was a potato chip commercial.
Potato chip commercial.
But
yeah.
I got that. Yeah, it was a for occasion some Cajun potato chip. They had this white guy that said, I got on tea.
I got on tea.
Oh,
but, man.
You know, tonight, in addition to just, you know, fellowshipping and praising God, we I want to hear a piece from you. I call this the ripple effect. I want everybody to share a piece that's going to put something positive into the universe. And once we put it out there, God takes over, and that ripple effect where it's going to touch somebody, and they're going to remember
Amen.
It, and they're going to touch somebody else, and it's going to go on from there. But we need to start those seeds here tonight, because the way things are these days, we have to. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm about to pass out right now. Look, I didn't have time to get home, so I made a pit stop over at my niece's house. And the one that, you remember, I was telling you I'm writing a book about chronicling my niece and her journey with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped at her house to do the show. And she's sitting up, and she just put her finger up and said, I got one. And I'm almost scared to
Amen.
Give her the mic
the Lord.
When it comes up. So look, cause you remember when Michael Jackson, I mean, Diana Ross handed Michael Jackson that mic.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he was
yeah,
twirling
yeah.
And running to the did not want to give it back. I'm just saying.
That's right. He didn't want to give it back at all.
So, but anyway, y'all going to hear from her in a little bit tonight as well. I'm scared. But it's going to be okay. That much I do know. Because let me tell you, her mama was a reverend, and let me tell you, these children know the words. Okay, intimately. So I'm going to give her a couple of minutes to let her give a testimony and let y'all know just how good God is, in case you don't know already.
Pastor Paul?
Yes, sir.
You forgot one major important fact.
We get ready to go to prayer mode.
Okay. All right. I'm about to say, but you know we cannot start this show.
Oh. No. No. I was just giving y'all a heads up. But, you know, before we start any show, we have to put it under the unctions of the Father, ask for his protection, ask that he would use us to his glory, and that we decrease and he increase.
Yes.
That being said, my brother, since you reminded me about prayer, that must mean you had a powerful prayer that you was itching to get out.
It would be my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Mike
is yours.
Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you right now, Lord. First and foremost, asking forgiveness of our sins that we have committed that are displeasing to you, God. And Father God, we ask that you continue to show us grace and mercy in the error of our ways, Lord God. Father God, because we do not always get it right, but we always look unto you for guidance to help us along this journey. So Father God, we thank you for being our provider, our healer, our protector, but more importantly, our Father. Father God, we want to lift up this program to you tonight, Lord God, and hope that there's something that's said here tonight that is pleasing to you. We do not desire to come here for any of our own fortune and fame, Lord God, but we do desire to come here to give you praise and give you glory and give you honor. Father God, we want to lift up the world to you right now, Lord God. Every twist, every turn, every dark corner, something is going on to the likes that we've never witnessed or encountered before. And Lord God, it's so prevalent today because we have social media and it's public displays of hate, of ignorance, violence, mass killings. And Father God, we know that you have the world in the palm of your hand. We know that it all belongs to you. And Father God, we know that you have something in store for what is happening right now. And Lord God, we want to be instruments in assisting with the healing, with the prayers, ever you will have us to do along this particular journey that you have each and every one of us on right now. Because sometimes it seems that we are onlookers on what's happening. But Jesus said we got the same power that he has. So we need to be on our knees, praying with great drops of blood as of our sweat, not being asleep like the disciples were. And Father God, we want to say that we love you tonight, Lord. And we know that without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things, Paul said. But Paul had to go through some adversity before he can even utter the words, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Father God, some of us have gone through a whole lot. And we're still here, boldly proclaiming that we are your children. And Father God, we will be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that is due your name. For this is in Jesus the Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Van. We can't stress the importance of prayer. To me, it has always been paramount. That's our most powerful weapon. You know, but the way the world is changing now, we have to pray. We have to pray for our brothers. We have to pray for our sisters. We have to pray for our enemies. That is the only way that this tsunami of evil can be stemmed. I don't even listen to the news anymore because it's all, it'll weigh you down. It'll beat you down if you have a heart because of the amount and the degree of hatred, of selfishness, and lack of caring and compassion and love for one another. It's enough to make you cry. We have to say pray up for ourselves first and foremost, but we have to pray for this nation. We have to pray for others. This is a time when we cannot afford to be selfish with this. We got to pray for everybody, whether you like them or not, because guess what? Some of the things that I've done, I'm pretty sure God didn't like me, but he loves me enough.
Amen.
Die on Calvary for me and to give me away to salvation. Now, if he did it for me, I know he'll do it for you and anybody else. And that means we have that same obligation to do what God does. You're supposed to emulate him. Just as he forgives others, we have to figure those that we have something against. Because for real, the only person that's hurting is us. And it's
indeed
keeping us from doing the will of God. And that is to love everyone. Okay. So we're going to have a session this evening of planting seeds, of starting the ripple effect from little old us. See where God takes what he has allowed us to share, whether it be a poem, a song, a testimony. God is giving us these opportunities to share his word. And if you know like I know, not only is it the highest honor to share his word, but it's a responsibility. And at the very least, it's a way of saying thank you for all that you've done for me. So we're not going to be before you long this evening. Or if I don't sound like my nephew, as I call my nephew pastor.
So y'all know what that means. We're going to be here all night.
Oh, Lord, see, there you go. There you go. No. We
don't have a lot of callers, but that's not important. We have God on our side, which means a lot can be done with a little, because he said how many people with just a couple of fish and a couple of pieces of bread. So don't tell me that small things can't achieve mighty, mighty things when we're placing it in his name.
You want to know? You want to know another great example? You want to know another great example of that, Paul?
What's that one, man?
Jesus had 12 disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at his disciples now.
12 times 12 times 12 times 12 to the nth degree. Yeah, that's what we all of us are. All of us who has accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior and have submitted our lives to him, we are his disciples. And what was the last thing he said to them, that great commission?
Yes.
Was to share my word, share of my love, share of what I have done and allowed and made a way for you. So that's what we need to do. So,
amen.
We're going to get things started. And I'm going to let you call heads or tails, man. We're going to flip a coin, see who goes first, you or I.
Heads.
Or actually, and you call heads or tails.
Heads.
I ain't flipped it yet. Okay, it's flip.
Heads.
I don't like you. It's heads. So, it's your choice. Who goes first, sir?
You do, Paul. What do you mean?
Well, there was a little glimmer of hope that you might say, you know, I'm going to do this. But I should know better. I should have known better.
Absolutely. And you should.
But that's okay. Because I was a Boy Scout years and 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 years ago. And the Boy Scout motto is be prepared. So I am prepared. And with that, I have a little piece I wrote quite a few years ago, actually. It's called A Child of the Most High.
The mic is yours.
This is, thank you, King. This is for those who have low self-esteem or who are feeling overwhelmed with life as we have it today. And it's ironic that, I wrote this quite some years ago, but it is every bit as prevalent today. It's called A Child of the Most High. You're a failure and a loser. Here you go again. Out of work or collect a welfare-draining society. That seems to be your sole contribution to life. Why don't you end it all with a pistol or even a knife? After all, you're useless. You can't get it right. Though you seem to try with all your might. And those tears you hold back are getting tiresome before an ocean of them you've cried. Maybe it would have been better for all if you were never born or had died. I mean, what have you contributed or done to warrant life? Who have you blessed by your existence? Go ahead, end it all. Get it over with. You know you want to. So why do you even put up this resistance? Why? Why? Well, if you really must know, then I shall enlighten you. My purpose for living, my successes and failures aren't for mankind. The lives I may or may not have blessed are all part of God's design. It is he who governs my life, my existence, and my worth. It is he who says, I am to exist on this planet called Earth. He who created all that there is has decided that I am worthy to live. So Satan, you can take those weak thoughts back to hell. I am here and through my failures. Story to tell. A story of a loving God and his love for me. a story of a loving God whose love has set me free. A story that, God willing, will reach another soul, and through my story and God's love, pull another from despair's dark hole. With God's help, my story may ignite a desire to, in another, to know my God. And then their salvation can unfold. I now see through Satan's attempts to bring me down, his desire to grind me up and stomp me into the ground, but he won't get that off because I am a child of the Most High. I have a hidden power source from the creator of earth and sky. He who sacrificed his first for me, that I may have eternal life. Satan and his sins could never pay my sins price. So take your despair, your self-loathing, and your doubts, and get thee behind. For the scales have been lifted, and I am no longer blind. After all, from you, Satan, there is nothing to fear. My brother and Lord Jesus the Christ has already whooped your behind. I am a child of the Most High God, and as such, I am in the very best of hands. I have nothing to fear, no need to fret. I am a victorious man. Fear and despair are for the unsaved and do not belong in my life. I, as a child of the Most High God, am co-heir with Jesus the Christ. I have no business worrying and wallowing in despair and stress. God's love had already delivered me from worse mess. I'm confessing all of this to you to ensure you know beyond any doubt. Victory can be and shall forever be yours. In God, we have the utmost clout. Do not allow the enemy to hold you down. God is willing and more than able to raise you up. Fear, uncertainty, and all forms of self-doubt have been all washed away with salvation's cup. Remember whose you are, a child of the Most High God, a jewel, a precious life in the Creator's eye. Never again allow doubt to besiege you again. God's love is forever. Believe this, and you will always win. And that's that peace. Because I am a child of the Most High God. I am a child of the Most High God. You can't get me. I can't even get me.
That's right. That's right.
Man, like, I'm going to start preaching. I can do all kind of crazy things to hold me down, and God just ain't going to let it happen because I have given him my life.
Amen, brother.
Y'all listen and realize that. You got a powerful, we have a powerful ally, an advocate, a protector, a nurturer, Christ Jesus. And that's that piece.
Fire, Paul. To God be the glory for this piece. What an amazing, amazing
thank
crowd,
you, Lord.
Man.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Y'all see, we about to have church up in here tonight. We're not going to have church. We about to have church. Okay? And to prove my point, my brother Van, get ready to come in, show y'all just how God can use us and a pen and our tongue to praise him.
Amen.
Mike is yours, my brother.
Thank you, brother. This piece is called God Built. I've been broken down to my last molecule, especially when people try to ridicule everything I do. It's true. I'm always the bad guy, the fall guy, that one guy, the shy guy. But when I look in the mirror, things get brighter because I know whose child I am, the great I am. He created me from dust and dirt, breathed life into me, and it didn't hurt. Gave me a sense of peace to know he chose me to release his word into the world. but every turn there's something trying to make me feel like I am nothing. I wear God's armor every day. So how dare you say I am not a child of the King? Because of him I truly can sing praises to his pleasure, so he can apply the pressure. And I'll tell you this, I'm built for this. In peace.
Go on with your bad self. I know that's right. You ended that just right. And I'll tell you this, I'm built for this. You know, for a tough, built for a tough, ain't got nothing with on built Christ tough. You know?
Absolutely,
that's,
brother.
That's that piece right there, man. You know, let them know. It don't matter. You can stand. You can look King Kong in the eye and tell him, get back. Sit down.
Get back. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Look, a mantra, Godzilla, all of them.
Speak on it, Paul.
With the power that we have in Christ Jesus, ain't nothing on this world.
Nothing.
We have to fear. We can fall from. Yes, indeed. Woo-hoo. Well, look, I'm going to put my niece on here before she tried to back out. So she already tried to back out. And I ain't going to have it. So y'all have to bear with me. I'm going to use what did they call it? Host privilege. And I'm going to jump. I'm going to be a line jumper. I apologize. But I have to get her in before she gets scared, because she's been telling me for years she want to come on and do something, and then always back out. So I'm in her house, and she in front of me, and I'm between her and the door, and she can't get out.
I don't know why.
But she's the one that flagged me down and told me that she wanted to get on here. So there's something that she needs to say. So if y'all would bear with me and my niece, Stephanie, who is a proud, thank God, survivor of breast cancer. She rang that bell. Ding, ding, ding. Hallelujah. Stephanie, the mic is yours.
Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I'm a cancer survivor. I started off church at Broad and Poplar at the Met under the pastor, Thea Jones. As you guys in Philadelphia may have heard, they're going through something under Reverend Mark Hatchett, where I knew him through church, but I'm not getting on that. I have learned in this backsliding condition that I am, God even speaks to a backslider or a sinner man. All we need to do is fall to our knees and give God the praise. When you have a sincere heart, God hears your prayer. And we're at the time now where the devil is fighting us in all types of ways, through sickness, through more poverty, losing jobs, this pandemic, all this. It's all written in the Bible. We are in the last days of time. So we are coming to the time where soon, if you are not saved and accepted God as your personal Savior, your name ain't written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you won't hear that trumpet sound. But yet God will still give us a second chance. The second chance that we will have, this is a chance that we will have to go through pure hell, where we will say, you want to praise God? Kill you. Oh, you want to praise God? You don't eat. But we will still get the second chance for this hell we're going to go through. So my point of saying is, we need to spread the word of God, whether you're living right, whether you drink, smoke a joint, or whatever you may do when you're not on this line, it doesn't matter. Spread his word anyway, because God is still spreading upon you, because only he can judge you. Because I was called to preach, and I'm in a backslide position. I drink, I hit a little reefer, but I'm going to still spread the word, what God called me to do. You understand what I'm saying? This is why the devil is fighting me so much. He took my mother away, which those who know the Bible, God said he'll take the closest thing to you to make you come submitted unto him, because he's a zealous God. So these people, you hear the prayers, all this, you also need to learn the Lord for yourself. He said to love me is to learn me. You have to learn God for yourself. And on this inspirational situation y'all got, God is going to make y'all more better than ever. You just don't know it. You just don't know it. More people are out of the blue. I just started saying, when you going on up? I want to listen. You understand what I'm saying? You don't know how much souls that you may bring to God. So keep doing what y'all doing. Keep doing what y'all doing. That's all I have to say. And God bless everybody and amen.
My thank you, amen. Thank you. Amen. I heard a little prophecy in there, man.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of funny because I was going to say something. Sure, bro. I was thinking about something a little earlier about be careful what you ask for when you ask God something. You better be specific because you're going to get it. I asked him to expand my territory. I should have been a little bit more specific because he did just that. And I weren't ready, quite ready for all that he has expanded it to. But you know what? But let me tell you. Even in the midst of all the stuff, I at the end of the day, I'd be exhausted. Guess what? Amazing. I did those things that were required for me to do on that point. He is a way maker when you don't see a way.
And I'm telling you, go ahead.
We claiming that prophecy, no, Stephanie. We heard.
Airwaves of the radio.
Oh, she's talking about we getting ready to be bigger than the airwaves of the radio.
Bigger than this online thing.
Crazy.
That's his will, Dave, man. I guess that means we got to spruce up our wardrobe because we might be on television, okay?
See the
crush
out, shaking again.
Oh, there you go. Amen. 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 I'm glad y'all can't see because when she was talking, I was sending a big old Kool-Aid smile on my face. But, you know, what she was saying is so true, and it needs to be said. We don't have the luxury of kicking back and waiting anymore. Every day shows that we are in the end times. We must remember we are our brother's keeper.
But God is about to take y'all off this online, and y'all going to go.
With that being said,
let
me see. What we got in the studio there? We got any hands raised up, man? Because I'm sure there's somebody out there that has something to say that wants to set a ripple into motion. And I see the first hand up is from the Lone Star State, or resides in the Lone Star State of Texas.
I like him too.
Oh, Stephanie in here in the background talking about, oh, by the way, I like Van. I like him.
He's one came to the
No, oh, she thought she was for real. That was for real.
Oh, no, that's, yeah. I mean, if she need for real's presence, hey, baby love.
Something there right there.
We're going to open up the mic and bring on this next caller, as I said, from living now in the state of Texas. We have none other than, there we go, Amelia T. Davis. What you doing now, girl? This is the second week in a row you were the first caller.
Well, I'm trying to take over that spot, you know, that once was held by somebody very dear to us.
Deborah. I know.
Yes, exactly. Good evening, Kings. Good evening, niece. That was phenomenal.
Good evening.
You gave us.
Thank you. Good evening. And a beautiful evening it is. I mean, I'm sitting here with my family. I'm on the phone, on the airwaves with my family. And we're talking about God. Man, what could go wrong from here? It's a beautiful evening. But you, top of. So,
and
my queen,
shout out.
What did you bring us tonight? Go ahead. Who you shouting out?
Shout out to For Real and Raw Links, and I got mine. You need to get yours, too.
Uh-oh.
I know that's right. It sounds like a challenge to me. Challenge! But I guarantee you one thing, when you get yours, you'll be happy that you did. There ain't
absolutely.
No doubt about it.
Absolutely. It's great quality. They look fabulous. They're wonderful. They're worth every dime. So,
and I guarantee people going to ask, "Ooh, I like it. Where did you get that from?" I got a source. You know, I'm not going to give them my source. I got a source. Why, you need some? I can get it for you. I let them all know.
So as far as inspirational poetry, I am bringing you a fresh new piece. The ink isn't even dry yet.
Uh-oh, Evan.
Nice.
We got
I hear
tissues
it.
Back there to mop the ink up off the floor?
Yes, we're going to have to, brother.
Yeah. We usually worry about the mics getting burned up, but now we got to worry about the drip drops of ink on the floor. We can't have nobody slipping fresh ink.
And by the way, there's more than just a pastor on this line. There's a minister, ordained minister, that's hosting this show as well. That seems to have been forgotten and swept under the rug there, but we got two men of the cloth, you may say.
Absolutely.
Amen.
We don't take it lightly.
Not even. Because it comes back on us. But I don't look at it as an onus. It's such a joy. It's such a pleasure and an honor to just tell somebody about what I know. Blessing the glory of God. And to help steer
Amen.
Somebody else so they can get their little taste of this blessing. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Van feels the same way when it comes to this. We might not agree on everything, but when it comes to God, you won't find no division between the two of us. You won't find no bickering, no
arguing,
no nothing.
Absolutely not.
Because when you follow the word of God, it's set out in stone, literally, for you.
Because we refuse to allow the terrors of the world divide and conquer what God has ordained.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes. So, what is the title of this piece that you're dripping all over the floor?
It's called Skyward Vistas.
Amen. Interesting. The mic is yours, Queen.
Eyes turned skyward prayers, focusing upon your glory and grace, soul filled with love overflowing, looking past the sky and clouds, my mind's eye viewing your kingdom, rejoicing upon the heavenly chorus, angels glee upon the sounds of trumpets, golden awesomeness, bright and beautiful, banquet of the Lamb, wedding feast of the Lord, saints lined up as the book. The seal has been broken and the contents are read. Historic knowledge and wisdom pour forth. Judgment issued, honor and glory proclamation. Great joy, truly exquisite emotions fill the atmosphere. Yet, great turbulence, horrific ramifications for those who went against the Lamb. Love, glory, grace, expansion across the universe. Gaze falling back to earth. Tall trees swaying to the silent sounds of grace. Birds chirping happily, flying to fro. Sun rays beaming, heat penetrating, smiling as a orange butterfly floats by. Knowing the Lord has me safely in his care. Blessings, mercies, protection, miracles, and grace are mine, bestowed upon me by my Lord and Savior. My Father's love is unfailing, his grace and glory flowing everlasting. My soul is comforted and peace is felt profoundly. Love is felt deeply and appreciated greatly. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate that. Peace, Amelia. Yes. You're so right. The seal has been broken. It's a time of learning for us, I believe, where we need to study the Word of God to know just how much power and protection we have in that name of Jesus. We have to know our position in these days more so than ever in life. And that peace reminds us that whose we are, basically. So I appreciate you for that piece. It's a beautiful piece. And I'm going to forego your charge for the rags that I had to use to wipe the floor up. I'm not even going to charge for that tonight. Because that piece was so well timed. I'm gonna eat that. I'm gonna do that for you. I'm gonna take one for the team. All right. Thank you so much for that piece, Amelia.
My pleasure, King. One love, one mic. Much love to both of you. Continued successes for both of you. And congratulations to your niece finally getting on the mic. It was phenomenal. Absolutely,
absolutely
phenomenal.
She said you were phenomenal. Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that, Amelia. And who knows? We may be even blessed at some other juncture by her son, who was a phenomenal poet. I'm going to leave about that. I haven't spoken to him yet, but I'm going to reel him in. I'm a reel him in. But thank you so much for that and your presence this evening, Amelia. We appreciate you so much.
Absolutely.
My pleasure.
And we're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge. You can bust it up with her in the Praise Lounge because I already kicked her out of her room and she's in the Praise Lounge now. But we thank you. We appreciate you and we love you. One love, one mic, Amelia. God bless you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Amen.
One love, one mic. Thank you, friend.
Wow. That was a timely piece. I want to see the hands is popping up. Let me keep things moving, though, because them hands is popping. All right. Next on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, is a brother exemplified faith in God. It's none other than Brother O. Welcome home to the Inspiration Factory there, Brother O. How you feeling tonight?
I'm doing good. Brother Pride, how you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Hey, Brother O. How you doing, man?
You know, Brother Van, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Wonderful. Glad to hear it, Brother. Glad to hear it.
every time I hear him come on this show, it just gives me inspiration. Knowing what you're going through and the fact that you still just I've never seen you fall back from praising God and relying and trusting Him. I haven't heard. Now, I don't know. I'm sure you have them, but I have never seen you in a bad moment or in a down, feeling down, because you trust on that name. And you inspire me, brother. I'm going to tell you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for those words of it. Thanks for those words, and I also like to say praise God for your niece who defeated breast cancer. She conquered breast cancer. And praying for a continual improvement in her health. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. See, and that, this is what I say. We are our brother's keeper. We need to hold one another up. We have to hold one another up.
Exactly.
And my brother, I can say this with all certainty. You bring something for us tonight?
Oh yeah. This is a poem I just completed today. It's called "Brother, You Got the Patience of Job."
Okay. Van, could you call maintenance and have them bring the bucket up here? Because I think with all this dripping ink, we're going to have to be steadily mopping the floor. Make sure he bring that slippery, that floral's wet sign and put it up here. You know, we don't want to
have to. Absolutely. I'll put that call in. No worries. God is covered. My pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Hey, we need it. We need it. Brother O, the mic is yours, King.
What does it mean to have the patience of Job? It is demonstrated by a man or woman who exhibits great endurance through all kinds of trials, annoyances, or provocations. This expression has an origin in James chapter 5, verses 10 through 11. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the hand of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and seeing what the Lord has finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Among the Old Testament examples of patience, Job is chosen as a prime illustration. He is the epitome of a patient man. Patience stands out to us because his story is extremely the amount of suffering he endured. Job lost all his children and wealth in a single day. He was also covered in painful sores, and his wife offered him no support. She encouraged him to give up, curse God to his face, and die. Job chapter 2 and verse 9. When Job's three friends came to comfort him, they couldn't recognize him from a distance. Adding to Job's pain, his friends falsely accused him of wrongdoing and blamed his troubles on his unrepentant heart. Through all that he went through, Job patiently endured. Job chapter 2 and verse 12. My dear brothers and sisters, we all must face hardships, struggles, tests, tribulations and challenges in his life, because God is absolutely no respecter of persons. However, we must be reminded that you have not done nothing to deserve the suffering, because you were blessed with the patience and endurance to overcome a unique set of challenges as Job did. Over these last 7 months, while awaiting a heart transplant, I clearly demonstrated the patience of Job when my girlfriend died unexpectedly in January. And I was away from my nuclear family during the holidays, when I had to go on a sabbatical for performing a live poetry session events for at least 12 to 24 months due to prioritizing my health. I couldn't see my friends and having to resort to texting, calling, and inboxing them to stay in contact with them. But I couldn't go outside for 4 months straight. And I was feeling down and wanting my girlfriend's passing. When I was restricted from having visitors besides my support team, for 5 months until the COVID restrictions were lifted. And when I had absolutely no control over when I'm going to receive my new heart and no official knowledge of my discharge date, threw it off. I maintained my unwavering faith in God. I maintained my positive attitude. I see life from a completely different perspective now. I'm gaining more confidence in my ability to be independent. As I have maintained my beliefs that I will receive a major breakthrough and will experience a complete 180-degree turn and reversal of fortunes after I complete this waiting process and fully recover from my heart transplant. 5 important lessons to take away from my example of demonstrating the patience of Job. Everybody has sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Don't compare your unique life experiences to other people. Don't dwell on the why questions. Remember to have compassion when trying to help a friend or relative. And always remain faithful, steadfast, and humble. More lessons from this poem. Everything that happens to or around you happens for a reason. And everything that has ever happened in your life works together for your good. That's at peace.
Wow, brother.
Wow. I'm sitting here. I'm muted, but it really didn't matter because I was halfway speechless. No. wow. Yeah. Go ahead, man. Wow.
I was just going to say, man, Job happens to be my favorite book of the Bible for various reasons.
Yeah.
And hearing you demonstrate the patience of Job through your peace and your testimony.
Yeah.
How can you not be inspired by that?
Yeah.
And I thank you for being as transparent as you always are. And definitely an inspiration to me because you have not given up. You have looked the devil in his face. God has volunteered you for this current trial in your life. And you
right.
just walk in the course. You just walk in it, brother. In patience. And just know that in those moments, brother, when you're weeping to yourself, just know that God's there to hold you, man, and wipe away those tears. And you continue to persevere. So thank you for that, brother.
Yes, yeah.
No problem. No problem, guys.
Paul.
Yeah, my brother. Yes, my brother. You sent them ripples out today. Because there's a lot of hurt in the world today. There's a lot of fear in the world today. Fear of the unknown. Fear of all of the pestilence that is affecting and inflicting mankind today. And in the midst of all of that, in your situation, now, how long is it that you've been in that hospital now, Brother O?
7 months today, brother. Exactly 7 months.
Okay. In 7 months, you have sat there and you have never shown anything but complete faith, and I'm just chilling, waiting for God to do what he's going to do. There was never a moment of, oh, woe is me. There was never a moment of, oh, I'm afraid this is going to happen. None of that. Your faith in you through all of this. You are a living example of the scripture that says, I will not put on you more than you can bear.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate
it. Yes.
And like I told you, before you even did that piece, you know, I get inspired from you. And if I do, I know there are so many others in your sphere that get that type of, I can do this from you and your story. So thank you so much for your faith in God. And I thank you for your willingness
to let us know just how in the midst you still are supposed to praise God. Because others could take your situation and be in the slumps and the pity parties. And I ain't never seen, I might have heard you snore once or twice, but I've never seen you down and upset and oh, woe is me, and none of that, ever. I appreciate you for that. And I praise God for giving you to us for just that.
Because, you know, I always look to the book of Job. I always look to Job as that example of a patient man who, through all he went through, he maintained his faith even when his friends turned on him, when he lost everything, he lost his and his friends even quit. His friends even questioned whether he sinned or not. But he still maintained the faith until God blessed him with double.
Amen.
There you go. There is so much so much meat in the book of Job.
It is, man, and you know, one of the things that I love was that in Job's obedience, right?
Mm-hmm.
God told Job's friends that, listen, I will spare your lives if Job pray for you without me even asking him to, or without any of you asking him to.
Hmm.
And what did Job do? Job prayed for his friends.
Yeah.
He did. God spared their lives, and then Job... That's when Job got that double blessing, more than he had before. After in his turmoil, in his mess and everything that he was going through, no matter what happened, he stepped outside of himself and prayed for his friends, y'all.
That's it.
Yes,
no matter what he had going on, no matter how beat down he was, he prayed for his friends.
Yeah, man, that's the blessing of it.
Oh my God, man! Y'all, listen. Let's use that today. What would happen?
Mm.
What would happen if you just prayed for strangers?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What would happen?
Mm-hmm. That's a ripple put out there that.
Ooh.
We may never see the effects of where those ripples end, but you best believe they're going to go out and they're going to touch. So, yeah, I'm not even going to say a challenge. That is our mission.
Yeah.
Upcoming week. I am asking everybody within the sound of my voice in the morning when you thank God for waking you up that morning. Pray for somebody that you don't even know.
Yes.
Pray for us.
Yes.
We're going to be that the unit in God's army that is going to bring others out of their slumps, bring others to the cross, to give others that little oomph of help, of encouragement, of assurance that they need to go that next
step. You know what? Don't just do a blanket prayer. Be specific. Be specific.
Yes. Mm. Show that this is something coming from your heart. From spirit to spirit. That spirit of God within you. That spirit speak.
My Lord.
And it use you. This is, and I'm going to say could be, but I'm not going to say it could be. This is something that is destined to touch and change lives.
Yes.
And each of us will be on the ground front, on the front lines of this attack. Because this is what it is. It's an attack on the enemy. So we're going forward.
National broadcasting.
Yes, yes. He needs to do that. Mm-hmm. That's our challenge for this upcoming week.
So claim it and receive.
Mm-hmm. My niece in the background talking about, so claim it and receive it. You know,
take what's on, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
This is our time. You know, the enemy is raising his army. He's picked up the pace because he knows his time is limited. So he's trying to get as many as he can. But he can't get any that we, unless we don't do our job.
Out
and we need to get out and do it. I was listening to what's his name? Tribbett. Trey Tribbett. Somebody Tribbett. He's a gospel musician. He does a little
Ty Tribbett. Like Ty Tribbett.
Ty Tribbett. Yeah. And he was the song he was singing was talking about, you know, the enemy's raising up his armies. You know, but what is missing? Where is the standard of God? Where is that standard? So we need to do that. Yeah, so we need to be equally definitely we need to be evenly yoked, but we need to be equally as determined as the enemy, if not more so. So listen, onward, Christian soldiers. Let's do this upcoming week. Now. Brother O, I love you, my brother, and you know you're always in my prayers. We're going to send you over with the rest of them into the praise lounge because we got some other folks that's back here. My niece says she's praying for you as well.
Tell her thank you. I appreciate it, and I tell her I really appreciate it.
Yes. We already know the outcome because we've already claimed it. So, you know, we're just waiting for it, you know, sit back patiently and wait and allow God to do what he does. There's some things in the background that he needs to fix and put in place and everything, so that way when he does his works on you, it's complete.
He's working.
It is done.
Yes.
Right. So,
amen.
My brother, thank you so much for coming through tonight. We're going to set you in the praise lounge with Amelia and Stephanie, and we're going to bring on this next caller, who I don't think anybody does not know who this one is, but I'll let you figure it out when he comes on the mic. One love, one mic. God bless you, Brother O.
One love, one mic, guys.
One love, one mic, brother. Thank you.
Amen.
What have I been doing?
Now, this next caller... I'm a little upset with him, so I'm not going to introduce him. I'm going to let Van do all of that because I got a bone to pick with this man. So, Van, you can introduce this turkey.
ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the mic the CEO of Epiphany Radio as well as Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, for real, the poet Douglas, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox. Baby.
What it do, Shana Habosa?
What it do,
what it do, my brothers of the cloth? Mm. What it do, poetic? How's it going, Uncle Paul?
Hello.
Yeah, I know what that means. Shana Habosa.
You doing custom work for other people, and I thought we was like that, but I see you doing custom work for somebody. And, man, look. Hey, what's going on, my brother? How are you tonight?
Hey, man, I'm doing fine, man.
I'm going to let you slide because we're on air. I'm going to get you offline. I'm coming.
Yeah.
I might even
be he'll be all right. He'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Be right.
You know, Paul know he got an order sitting right here. He know he got an order sitting here. He just talking crazy.
But that's irrelevant. I want to ask you. I'm selfish.
He just don't want nobody else to have an order in, man. That's all.
Exactly.
He'll be all right.
Oh, you figured it out, huh?
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't put his order in 3 months ago. Hey, man. No, man. I'm about to head off in a little bit after I get off this mic, actually.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just wanted to hear you guys and you know, participate for a little bit with my brethren. And before I head off, you know.
Oh, amen. Okay.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, I want you to know that you also are in my prayers on a regular. For those in
Thank
your
you.
Field, or those that are like you that every night put themselves in harm's way, going into the hospitals and the nursing homes and things along those natures to care for those who can't care for themselves, despite the fact that we're in the midst of a pandemic. And you don't faint from your duty. And you're there to show some love and some kindness in the midst of what it must be a very scary situation for a lot of your patients. So my hat goes off to you, and I do hold you up on a regular in prayer that God continue to protect you and to keep you right where you are, my brother. Thank you for your service.
Hey, thank you, Paul. That means a lot. Thank you.
Absolutely. See, I'm not always throwing people under the bus.
No, not always.
So my brother, in your limited time, because I know you got to go punch that time clock, what you got to say for us? To us? What is it that you're bringing to us this evening?
Well, I have an old piece that I picked out. And I'd just like to share with everybody. This piece is called, well, it's not really titled, but if I had to title it, I would title it I Move.
Mm-hmm. Mike is yours, King.
Thank you, Paul. Well, I was once a child lost in this world, chained to sadness, sickness, and a slave to depression, without nothing to say, not a single word or a dream of expression, or the will to express it. Not a life abandoned. I was lost, a lost child, lost in a place without God for a little while. But now, Lord, but now, I move through this plane without those things that used to keep me, that had me glued to negative impulses growing like sores, corroding my flesh like ulcers. Praise is now what I do. Lord, that's what keeps me close to you. It allows me to move through, get by, get through. Loving you got me through. Lord, how do I thank you? Like a child, you taught me how to. Without you, it wouldn't even be possible. Removing that grin, you replaced nothing with something, filled me with you. Lord, what would I do without you? Me how to keep it moving, left me with thoughts that are spiritually soothing. Reach one, teach one, now I can with my children. So I flow through this plane without those negative things that lies, untrue lullabies, the fake tears that run down the eyes of those who deny God and yet wonder why, how life and living life is just to survive without him, never giving thoughts of him until the pain kicks in. That's what keeps him crying. The tears run down the face from the eyes of those who deny him, but we know him when the pain kicks in. We scream out loud to our Lord way up in heaven, forgive me, Father, for my sins. They pray for forgiveness, then repent and go right back to sin. And see, I know this is to be so, because that's the way I used to flow. I know better now that some things like God is to hold on to, some things I had to let go. So as the story goes, heaven knows as I flow, so does the Spirit of the Lord placed in me when he came to me as I accepted him. When I became born again, was there my only friend? Lord, I'm remembering the feeling of those who left me hanging when I was left standing with nothing, showing their true colors, turning all kinds of shades of Satan. Oh, Christ, how I love you so. I thought that what they were feeding me would sustain me. I didn't know better. It was all poison. I was blinded. I could not see. I know now that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, gave his life for me. He blew life into me, and like a kite, I am lifted so high above the clouds I can barely see. But he's holding me. I flow. There's no fear for me as I flow because he's in control. He shines that light for me. He makes things better, makes it easy for me to release all the negative things that had hold of me. He made it easy for me to let go. with the winds beneath me, his majestic wind beneath me, gliding, riding this majestic breeze, arms outstretched, protecting me like my daddy, a great father. I'm flying and he's running behind me. It's my first time flying. So I moved through this plane untouched by those things that had me stuck as a child. But now I dream as I flow. In peace.
Wow.
I tell you, those oldies, them oldies, they never go out of style. They never lose their importance. Yeah. I love that piece. Off the rail. And it was...
Hey, thank you, Paul.
Perfect for tonight. Perfect for tonight. We're setting ripples out. You know, from God to us. And then we put it out there and allow him to send it where he wants to go. And I see a tsunami wave in the mix from tonight, and we just got started. It's a powerful thing when you forfeit your pen to God.
Yes, and, absolutely.
And that's what I see from that piece there, for real, and I appreciate that. You know,
I
love the oldies from my oldie, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Much love, man. Thank you.
I'm so glad you got in before you had to go clock in.
Absolutely. Yes, we needed to hear that masterpiece.
Yes.
Thank you, my brother.
Ain't no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
I hear you putting some miles on your little scooter these days.
Yeah, man. I'm going to take flight now. I'm loving it.
I know that's right. Look, I ain't laughing because I thought about it. I said, you know what, I need to get me one of them. Because for in-town travel, that's the perfect thing. But, you know, popped up on Danielle and she wasn't even home, but that was no biggie because you didn't have to do the stuff to shuffle to get there. You could just keep it moving.
That's right. That's right. Get you there quicker than a car, Brad.
You're probably 100% right. And
you just got to watch out for the potholes.
You can circumvent some of them Philly potholes a little easier on that than you can in a car.
Yeah. Definitely that. Definitely, yeah.
So, but for real, before you go, why don't you tell everybody what you do with Epiphany and your other ventures?
Hey, well, what I do with the Epiphany Radio is sit back and watch this group of fantastic poets and hosts do their thing each and every day of the week. You know, I'm blessed to have these guys in my life. And that's what I do. I just sit back and I thank God for every moment with them and for being here, for keeping me and watching over me. That's the best thing that I can do at Epiphany Radio and in life itself. You know, once again, I just want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank you guys for doing the job that you do each and every Sunday. And some of you, Monday through Sunday. You know, it's a blessing to have you guys in my life. And I just thank God for you. So, in Jesus' name, I say amen to that.
Amen.
And don't forget to let us know about that beautiful jewelry you got that has you as my dependent on my package.
Hey, just another gift given to me by the Father, you know, that I like sharing with everyone else. If you're interested in finding out what these guys are talking about, check me out at rawlinks@facebook.com. That's rawlinks, be raw, at facebook.com. That's healing bracelets, necklaces, earrings, precious gems, jewels, crystals, and stones, and even wood, and custom made. And just, like I say, check me out at Facebook at Raw Links, Be Raw. And get yours, Raw Links. Shababy, baby.
Baby.
I know that's right.
Take the sock off.
Baby, baby. Take your sock off. Yes, sir. Look, we ain't just talking. Y'all buy some of this Raw Links. Trust and believe. You'll be back.
Amen. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Look, I'm not going to keep you guys. You guys continue to have a blessed night and keep on being a blessing to others. Much love. I love you guys.
Much love.
I love you as well, my brother.
Love you too, bro.
Have a great night at work. God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah. Baby, baby.
I've never seen him that humble before. Because trust me, he does a lot more with his Tiffany than he just spoke on. But I'm going to let him have that because I appreciate his appreciation of us.
No, man, you know what that is, Paul. You know what that is, man.
What's that?
You know what that is. I fired him, man, and he just won't leave. He just keep coming back.
Well, he had a good teacher. He had a good teacher in that van.
You know, that's how you keep doing it. You keep firing us, and we just keep coming back.
But don't, he ain't got it yet. We ain't going nowhere. He's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I can't think of many other places that I'd rather be stuck with than with your Tiffany. And that's real rap. Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Mm-hmm. That's real rap. My niece over here talking about, I want to join.
Oh, we'll
discuss that
now.
Off the air. Okay, let me think. We have somebody that's been playing hooky from our presence for a little while there. I'm in my shorts right now, so I don't have the belt. Otherwise, I might have to turn this caller over my knee and paddle her because she just abandoned me. And this was my mama. You know, she abandoned me. I'm crying out here. They call children and youth and tell them my mama abandoned me. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open her mic, although I'm going to probably pay for those remarks. But welcome back to the Inspiration Factory. Mama Older Day.
Absolutely. Oh,
hello, stranger. Hi, mama.
Greetings, Paul.
Hello, Mama Older Day. Welcome back.
Wonderful to hear your voices and hear you all still, you know, standing in need of prayer and doing your thing and praying for other people. And I heard every word you said about spanking me. If you spank mama, she's going to turn into gangster granny. She's going to turn into gangster granny.
Ruh-ruh. Hey, man. I'm in real trouble now. You pulled the gangster granny card.
Yeah, you're in real trouble, Paul. You're definitely in real trouble.
So good with that ventriloquist thing, man. You have got my voice down pat, man. I'm gonna have to.
What? Nah, Paul. I can't match your voice. I can't match your voice now. Nice try, though. I told you did that. That's a nice try.
I ain't gonna get that off.
Nah.
Nah, I thought you thought it was a little strange, Paul. Yeah. But thank you so much for not giving up on me and, you know, being consistent in prayer. Yeah. I mean, I really love you for
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. I get banners showing that you're at different clubhouse events. So I know that you were still around. I was just going to sit back and wait and see how long it was. But I did have a call in to children and youth. So if one of them come by your house, just let them know it was a false alarm. Because I told them I was abandoned by my mom.
I'll just play the tape where you got on international radio and told everybody you were going to beat me and put me across your knees.
See, there
and
you
I'm
go.
Old. I'm 74 years old.
She got you, Paul. She got you, Paul.
I've already been abused, and I'm trying to not feel abused and feel loved, so I'm trying to feel the love. So I'm going to read this piece called The Big Screen.
Mama Older Day, the only you can shut me down like that. And you did so ever so gracefully. I just miss you.
I know, baby.
But
I'm going to shut up and sit down. Yep.
Yeah, but we all go through our hills and valleys, but we all know that there's still somebody there praying for us. There's still somebody there thinking about us.
I know you.
There's
still
somebody.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to play that song. I'm going to play that song for you after I read my piece. Okay. I want to let you know. I know you've been praying for me. You are so true to yourself, you and Van. You know, real soldiers for the Lord. I really appreciate that. No fake Christian here. It's called the big
Absolutely,
ring.
Man.
This poem is dedicated to everybody that told a lie on me, that did something behind my back, that gossips and puts things in, and put me in things that I was never a part of. It's called the big screen. I got my bags packed. I got my bags packed. I'm on my way. The last five were pulled today. I'm getting stiff, getting dizzy, stomach shrinking from tolerating the intolerable. But I'm on my way to the big screen. No turning back, no detours. I got my bags packed. Not getting off this train till I reach Replay Your Life Avenue. I knew it. He got it twisted. I was not in that picture. Never played that scene. God will prove it on the big screen. I hate when people use you as an extra, put you in the movie after the fact, then add you to bit parts that you never played, give you roles in which you never were featured. I was not in that picture. Had no part in it. Never played nor practiced that scene. But you will see when we get to heaven on the big screen. They said I said words and stuff that I never even heard. Scripts I never recited or rehearsed. They put words in your mouth, the old folks would say. There will be no more hearsay, no ad lib. And we shall see, said the blind man, because I'm on my way to the big theater in the sky. My creator is with the remote. Navigating through the footage of my life, the life and times of Mama Ola Deji and her children. And I'm on the way to the big theater in the sky, to the big screen. That's why, indeed, that was not my deed. I'm on the way to the big screen, to that theater in the sky. And I will pray for you as you have prayed for me, because I'm on my way to the truth and God. Will let you see. I never played that part. So I prayed for you. You was lost and I was lost. Somebody prayed for me. Had me on their mind. Somebody prayed for me. I had no peace of mind. I could see, but I was blind. And somebody prayed for me. So they got down on their knees, had me on their mind. Somebody prayed for me. What I'm going to do is have peace of mind, because little did I know I had a friend. I had a friend somewhere that saw some good in me, and they prayed for me. My grandmother prayed, had me on her mind, sacrificed her time, got down on her knees and prayed for me. They had no doubt that God could bring me out, that he could change my life and set me free. So I'm so glad that somebody prayed for me. I trusted in this thing that this world could give, not knowing that they one day pass away, but because somebody prayed and cared enough for me, I trusted that God would save me today. Somebody prayed, got down on their knees. Somebody prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow. Mama. welcome back.
Amen.
That piece was like.
Y'all can open your mic to say, too,
talking
you
about
to.
You done brought back memories. Oh, my God.
Open your mic to sing with
of her mother.
I'm so glad they prayed for me.
My mama prayed for me, had me on her mind, took the time to pray for me. Yeah. I'm so glad she prayed for me. Yes.
My grandmother
Hallelujah.
Prayed.
Van?
Yeah. No, I'm I'm enjoying that part.
Wow. Yes. Yes. Man, love.
You sung for the both of us.
We, none of us. Yes. None of us would be here had someone not prayed for us.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So thank you, my two wonderful, beautiful brothers, sons, warriors in Christ. Thank you
thank
so much
you.
For letting me. I feel much better now.
Thank you for opening us up and getting it out.
Comment. We miss it. So don't be a stranger.
You ain't hear her just say she got her bags packed? You ain't hear her just say she got her bags packed? She got places to go. She going to the big screen.
I know, that's right. But look, bring us with her.
Even
I know
no,
that's
you
right.
Don't want to play a party. I'm just getting ready.
We're ready.
We're going to all sit in the front row. And I'm gonna show all my kids. I'm going to show y'all what really happened. Because God got the remote. He's going to say, she ain't do that. She ain't say that.
I got the popcorn.
Amen.
One love.
Mama, it's so good to hear you laughing with us again. As you know, you are in our prayers. And we're going to put you in the praise lounge. But thank you once again for coming through and sharing that with us.
I can't wait for the playback on this one. I know we sounded horrible, but hey.
The good thing
to make
is
a joyful noise unto the
our
Lord.
Voices, he hears our hearts.
That's right. But we still lifted up our voices, though. So all right, baby. Baby boy, I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
I'll see you later.
Thank you, Mama.
You too. Thank you, Mama. God bless you.
Thank you.
Man, yeah, she took us there with that one.
Yes, she did. Without question.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are listening in the chat rooms, perchance, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial into the Inspiration Factory. Just one of the many, many wonderful platforms available for it from Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 9 p.m. every night. And we're going to keep it moving.
And I'll be there too.
And bring on this next young lady with a younger, beautiful powerhouse with her. And I know y'all are sitting there saying, who in the world is he talking about? But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Inspiration Factory, Miss Gina Storm and Juliana. Hey, Juliana, how you doing, sweetheart?
Hey,
good.
Gina Storm. Hey, Juliana, how are you?
Good. Happy Sunday, guys.
Yes.
He's been excited
Happy
since
Sunday.
She woke up this morning and realized it was Sunday.
Wow.
Amen.
He missed
Amen.
You, young lady.
Oh yeah, they're usually so
that
busy
that
they're rarely home. Even like you know, through the week they had activities. They got their last day of school was Monday. They went to school to meet their teachers for the coming year, and their desks were cleaned out already. And then they said goodbye to their classmates. And so Tuesday, when their mom got off work, I got them, and she's taking them home tonight because I have a really busy week coming up. But they, of course, want to be home for Father's Day, so I'll be able to celebrate Juneteenth. I'm doing Poetry in the Park here in Joliet on Saturday, and on Sunday I'll be back at church, and I'll bring my Father's Day and my Juneteenth piece. But But she said, it's friends and family night tonight, Gigi. And I said, no, but it will be for this family.
Okay. She's got a standing invitation. She don't need to know what night it is.
An invitation. You don't have to have it friends and family night. You can come whenever. She wrote her piece, y'all.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm shutting up right now. I need to hear this. Y'all need
to
hear this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, man, y'all about to get treated lovely now.
Okay, so we're going to do a collab. She's going to start off with her written piece, and I'm going to accompany her written piece with my freestyle because I haven't freestyled here in I don't know when. So, but I love reading pieces that I've written, and I haven't had an opportunity to do so hardly ever because that's always been an issue for me. But I am standing in my purpose, and God has made it possible. So my baby wrote a piece, and I'm a freestyle.
Amen. The mic is yours.
Thank you.
Places. I know that people don't always care where they are going. Sometimes people go to church. Sometimes they are willy and nilly, up and down and all around, and they just are like that. But it's fine with me because they are not me, and I am not them. End peace.
Where she left off, I'm going to pick up because she titled her piece Places. And oftentimes, we don't have a place that's designated for us to worship. My grandchildren happen to be Catholic right now, and they go to Mass and Sunday school, and that's how they worship. Her mother and I grew up going to church where our defendant was Baptist. I went to a Southern Baptist church and a Missionary Baptist church as a child. When I married my second husband, he was Kojic, so that was where I worshipped. It doesn't matter what place you worship. What does matter is who you worship. So the reason that we had to say that the places that you go and what you do is important is simply because you need to be in touch with the God in you. I come to the Inspiration Factory because I call this the sanctuary. My pastor is Paul and the deacon is Van, and I brought Juliana Denise, my oldest grandchild, with me this evening because, like myself, we love the Lord. She dubbed herself Thunder and Lightning, and I feel like wherever she is, I have been stricken. My heart and my soul has been enlightened by the fact that she understands what it means at the tender age of 9 to be a Christian. I'm Gina Storm. This is my oldest granddaughter. That's a fam bam from us and a collab, and that's our piece. Thank you.
You know, Art Linkletter, I know you don't know who this person is, Juliana, but he had a show on years ago, and it was called Children Say the Darndest Things.
Mm-hmm.
Because children haven't been tainted by society yet. And they have that pure view of things and the simplistic view of things. That piece that you did summed up a world of the craziness the grown folks have created. And you summed it up just so easily that it you know, it makes me in my 20-some years of life realize that it's not as hard and complicated as I make it. When you said that, you know, that's who they are. That's not me. I'm not them. They're not me. It says it all, you know. I appreciate the sincerity and the truth and the love in what you shared with us tonight, Juliana. That's why you got your standing invitation. You ain't got to worry about what night it is. You just come on through any time you want. You hear me?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
And I
you are officially part
of
the family.
I've experience from Kids Say the Darnest Things because I've seen the one with Tiffany Haddish in it.
Oh, okay.
And that
okay.
one's a little bit worse than...
It's a reboot. Yes, ma'am.
And it has tiny clips of the old one.
Okay.
In it.
So you do
okay.
understand what you're talking about. Look all at right, you. Well, okay.
So she's well-versed. She's well-versed,
oh, yeah.
Paul.
Yes. Look. Thunder and lightning.
There it is.
Sex again. My baby.
Oh, by the way, Gina, I'm so proud.
My heart is filled with joy. So our mom just arrived. So she go tell mommy what you did. So she, of course, she wants to go and say, mommy, this is my piece. And I just did a collab with Gigi. And you know what she asked me? You don't do poetry anymore? I said, no, I'm just full-time grandma right now. I'm enjoying you guys. Mm. I work next week when you're at home. And then the following week they come back.
Right.
I don't care if they stay all week, and I'm going to tell you why. They grow so fast.
Mm-hmm.
The world is ever-changing, and they are just, you know, rolling with the punches. But the fact that they are so grounded, and she's so spiritual, she has always been this way. She has always loved God. Mm-hmm. She has always loved gospel music. She's loved church. She's loved. She knows and believes that angels watch over us. And when they say their grace and their and they don't just pray and bless the hands that prepared the food or for the food that's nourishing their bodies. They pray for the sick, for the shut-in, for the homeless, and for the hungry.
Mm.
It's almost crack. But, yes, so they are just, they're awesome. So,
really good.
This gave me life and just made me so happy. And I'm just so glad that she was able to do this with me. And I knew that she didn't have to worry about going to bed because there's no school tomorrow.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So thank you guys. Hello, One Mike. I'm going to go to the praise lounge.
Thank you so much. I love One Mike.
Yes, you got
that. All right, guys.
But thank you so much for coming through.
You're welcome. We'll see you next Sunday.
All right. Absolutely. God bless you. One love, One Mike.
Yes. Bye-bye.
One love, One Mike.
Oh, I swear. That Juliana, she just tears at my heartstrings. She is just so aware, so empowering. I can see that she's going to do great things amongst her generation. I really do.
Well,
you know what? If you wouldn't mind, I would like to impose upon you to just tell these folks out here. Just, you know, they hear us talking about Tiffany got this night, we got something going on every night, all this. Why don't you just let them know exactly what we got going on every night of the week?
It'd be my pleasure, Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night's going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. And then Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with yours truly, Poetic. And then next Sunday, we'll be right back in here for another edition of The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Man, amen. Thank you so much. So see, there's the facts behind all of the bravado I was sharing with you guys. Tiffany got it going on. All you got to do is pick up the phone, 319-527-6300, every night of the week. Whatever phase you're in or whatever mood you're in, we got something for you. We definitely do. And something else that we have for you is our public service announcement. It's something that it just became part of the Inspiration Factory. And I can't see the Inspiration Factory not doing this public service announcement. Because this is one of the most vital things that you will ever hear. And I'm going to ask my brother Van if he would let you know just what it is that I'm speaking about.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know this Jesus that we talk about and desire to have a relationship with him, allow me or Paul to usher you into the presence of the Lord through God's written word and our experiences so that you can see for yourself truly how good the Lord is and can be to you. And we will pray with you. We will guide you on your journey just so that you know you're not alone. You know, because too many people are led to Christ, and yet the church kind of sometimes forget about them. But we won't forget about you. So please, connect with us, and we can help you. Paul, back to you.
Yes, I think that is the most important thing and the biggest ripple that we can send out on this platform is to let you know that there is a Christ, a King, that loves you, that all-powerful, all-knowing King that wants nothing but to share eternity with you. Without the trouble, without the woes of life, without the pain and the tears, nothing but perfect peace. And if we can't impress upon you anything else on this platform, that we need to impress upon you. I thank everyone that called in, that shared something with us, that spoke with us, that listened to us, that challenged us sometimes, because iron sharpens iron. Thank you all, and I want you to know that we do pray for you. We couldn't be here. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have a purpose here if it weren't for you. So we appreciate you. We love you. And unless you have anything else to add, Van, I would like to Father, meet at the throne for a minute. That being said, Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you this evening. Thank you for your presence on this platform, Lord. I certainly saw you and felt you behind the scenes guiding this program where you would have it go. We thank you for that. Okay. We thank you for the ability to be able to join together as we do to praise you. Because your word has already told us that there's going to come a time when we may not be able to do this without our lives being at risk. Father, we ask that you would empower us to stand for the challenge that is to come, Father God. That we will stay the course, Father God. That we will dwell only on your power. Do your will. We ask that we increase, that you might increase in our lives, Lord. Father, we thank you for what you have done for us, what it is that you're doing now, Father God, and for those things that we may never know, but you did for us out of your love for us. We thank you. I ask your blessing, Father, upon the callers, the listeners, the participants, the CEOs, those that wanted to come and could not come, Father God, just to protect them and encourage them through the upcoming week, Father God, that we might meet here once again to lift you up and to praise you and to speak upon your glory. And it's the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. We love you, and God bless you.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never
would
have
made it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never